Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My next guest this morning is Lieutenant Gable from the Ohio State Highway Patrol. And we're here to talk about May being National Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't we start off by having you tell us a little bit about Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month?
Well, it's that time of year again when we start to see a lot more motorcycles out on the road, or at least we hope it'll get really warm here soon. May is always Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month because of the added motorcycles on the road. Everyone's out just testing things out and starting to ride again. In 2018, we had over 3,300 motorcycle-related crashes in Ohio. And even though that was a 13% decrease from 2017, it was still just too many. So we want to highlight that during this month.
I agree with you. That is way too many. What do you think might have been the cause of some of these accidents?
Well, there's a couple of things. A lot of people, unfortunately, are riding untrained. So they're hopping on a motorcycle without or training or going out and passing the test to get themselves licensed to be on a motorcycle. Far too often, people aren't choosing to ride sober, and that contributes significantly to our motorcycle crashes, especially as our motorcycle crashes relate to our fatality picture. And then also, just too many times, people aren't expecting to see a motorcycle, and that motorcycle seemingly comes out of nowhere because they are smaller vehicles, and they do hide behind various portions of a car. So as a person is looking and checking their blind spot, that motorcycle far too often hides in that area, and that's how crashes happen.
But you did mention that there was a 13% decrease, correct?
Yes.
So that's good. How do you think we can continue to decrease these numbers?
By paying attention. We need everyone, whether riding with two wheels or more, we just need people to really pay attention. We need motorcyclists to be educated, get endorsed, get trained. Go to Motorcycle Ohio and look for courses that are available. We need people to wear helmets and reduce their risk of injury or death in motorcycle-related crashes. And we need them to be sober. We need all riders and those who are sharing the road with motorcycles to be sober behind the wheel so that they are in the best position to operate their vehicle safely. And then beyond all of that, we need everyone to just watch out for motorcycles. They are certainly at risk, and far too often they're involved in crashes. And because they don't have the protections that a modern car has, far too often their crashes result in injury or even death.
You mentioned one of the things that we can do to help decrease this is for motorcyclists to become endorsed. Can you elaborate a little bit on what that means?
In Ohio, there's a test that is required for a motorcyclist to become endorsed. And so that involves a riding test that basically shows that someone can operate a motorcycle safely. Far too often, people are riding without being endorsed, and so they're not prepared to react evasively in the event that something catastrophic is happening in front of them, and that results in crashes.
What's one of the most important things that someone can learn about a motorcycle by taking that test and obtaining their license?
Operating a motor vehicle in general requires basic knowledge of how that vehicle is going to react. That's the whole reason why we ask people to get a driver's license and prove that they can operate a vehicle safely before they're issued that driver's license. The same thing applies to motorcycles. And because they're such a different type of vehicle, it's essential for somebody to be trained and to have practice and then to show proficiency with that vehicle, just like a commercial driver's license. It's a different type of vehicle that requires a little extra training, a little extra knowledge, and a little extra care in operating that vehicle. So it's really important that if you're going to operate a motorcycle, that you do go out and get endorsed and follow all the laws that apply not only to motorcycles but just motor vehicles in general, because the safeties that are there with a regular four-wheel vehicle just aren't there with a motorcycle.
Now, speaking of that, Lieutenant, let's talk a little bit about the importance of helmets. Do you have any statistics regarding motorcyclists and helmets?
Well, last year alone, only 41% of motorcyclists in crashes were wearing helmets. So, you know, well under 50% of riders involved in crashes were riding without that safety net of a helmet.
I know this is going to kind of sound like a obvious answer, but how does wearing these helmets help the motorcyclist?
Sure. Number one, having a helmet on just protects the rider while they're riding. You know, there's certainly a lot of debris and bugs and all kinds of things that are out there. Catching a bug in the face can certainly unsettle a rider, and that can contribute to their inability to operate the motorcycle safely. So having a helmet with a full face shield is certainly recommended. Having a helmet, if something were to happen, having a helmet protects that rider's head from a blunt force trauma, a serious impact to the head. So it's not necessarily always going to be exactly what's needed for that rider, but it certainly reduces the risk of injury or death.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Lieutenant Gable from the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and we're talking about Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. So, Lieutenant Gable, if someone thinks wearing a helmet is not important or not that big of a deal, what would you tell them, maybe to help them understand that it is important to wear a helmet?
They are made and engineered to withstand impacts, and they are made to help reduce the risk of injury to a person's head. Even at 60 miles per hour, if a rider goes down, depending on how they go down, the helmet can be what saves their life. Especially at slower speeds, far too often a slow speed crash results in very serious injury or even death just because the rider's head hit the ground or something else. We always encourage riders to wear a DOT helmet.
Lieutenant, let's talk a little bit about other vehicles on the road with motorcycles. What are some of the things the bigger vehicles can do to ensure safety for everybody?
Motorcycle safety is not solely the responsibility of motorcyclists. It's so important for motor vehicle drivers of all kinds, trucks and cars and big trucks, to be aware that there will be an increase in motorcyclists on the roadways very soon. It's really important that, and we even see it while we're driving around, and I'm sure that listeners have seen it as well, that sometimes motorcyclists get crowded. The interstates start to back up a little bit, and so people start to push that motorcyclist to the side. Give the motorcyclist the full lane of travel, give them that room to react or maneuver should they need to. Obviously, something minor in the roadway requires a little bit maneuverability room for a motorcycle. They need to try to get around that. They can't straddle it like a car can. So give that motorcyclist that full lane of travel. Also, be on the lookout for motorcyclists on the highway at intersections and any time that you're changing lanes. We've said for years now, look twice to save a life, and there's signs in people's yards and bumper stickers that say the same. Take that extra moment, especially during riding season, to look twice, look again, just to be sure that that motorcycle isn't hiding behind some portion of the outside of your vehicle as you look to make a move left, right, or to pull out at an intersection. And then always allow plenty of space in front of the vehicle that you are driving. Following too closely contributes to a large portion of crashes, especially in the metro area. I mean, we need people to certainly give motorcyclists room, but also be cognizant of the backup. Mind that cue, the backed up cars on the interstate, and slow down in plenty of advance time so that you're not causing others behind you to slam on their brakes. And as with everything, put down distractions. If everyone puts down their distractions and pays attention to the important task of driving a motor vehicle or operating the motorcycle, that greatly improves safety for all of us.
Now, you mentioned suddenly stopping on the interstate. Motorcycles can't stop the same way that regular vehicles can they?
No. Most vehicles on the road have braking on all four wheels or more. And motorcycles only have braking on the two wheels that they have. So a lot of times their slide to stop is greater than what a car is. When a car slams on the brakes, it doesn't topple over. And too often when a motorcycle slams on the brakes, the motorcycle goes down and the rider is ejected. So it's not as simple as just slamming on the brakes. Slamming on the brakes for a motorcycle can result in a catastrophe for them.
And you mentioned putting down your devices while driving. If I'm driving on the road and I notice a distracted driver almost just ran a motorcyclist off of the road, what can I do to help this situation?
Well, certainly as the driver, we wouldn't really advocate you picking up your phone and then being distracted as well. But if you have someone else in the car, certainly report that. It could be that the person was distracted that almost struck the motorcyclist. It could be some other factors that we certainly need to be aware of. Hopefully the incident itself alerts that person who was perceived to be distracted and they change what they're doing and it shocks them a little bit and they put away distractions for that trip and trips after that. But certainly calling, dialing an emergency number 911 to report a dangerous driver is appropriate.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection, and right now we are talking to Lieutenant Gable from the Ohio State Highway Patrol about Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Lieutenant Gable, where can people go to get more information on motorcycle safety?
At Motorcycle Ohio, if you just put that into any search engine, you can find courses to become better trained in operating a motorcycle.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in here today and talking with us about this.
Thank you very much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.